And I know one day, if we are lucky, God will send you back to me.
Just too much. 2 minutes past eight in the morning. That's the Shangri-Las, of course, and Long Live Our Love. I'd like to see that one re-released. Was released back in 65. Never did a thing. Everyone played it, and it's such a good record. Anyway, this is Caroline International, and we're on the 389 metres, which is 773 kilohertz. Let's have a new record now from Dave Edmonds, shall we? This one's 38 in the new Caroline Countdown of Sound. Follow-up to Baby I Love You is called Born to Be With You. Dave Edmonds' new single, and it's called Born to Be With You. Lovely, isn't it? It's as good as this Baby I Love You version anyway. That's on the Rockfield record label and the Cine Shops now. And I remember when I first heard that one a couple of weeks ago, it'd be about 4 weeks ago, I was absolutely knocked out by it, and I still am. Anyway, it's now 6 minutes past eight, and this is the Paul Alexander early morning programme from Radio Caroline International. It is a record that was number one in the States, about 2 months ago now. 6 weeks, yeah? Sylvia, and it's in our countdown also. 22. This week in the Caroline Countdown of Sound. Oh, and it's from Sylvia. It's called Pillow Talk. Oh, Norman Barons just fell into the studio. Say good morning, Norman.
Good morning, Norman.
Good morning, Norman. He's going to bed soon, aren't you?
I'm going to bed at 12 o'clock, actually.
12 o'clock. He's going to miss all the day and all the good programmes. Remind of what you can hear this afternoon on Caroline International. At midday, of course, it's Spangles Muldoon. And at 2 o'clock, Steve England, down until 6, when Robin Adcroft does his thing. All right, can you hear those sound effects? Anyway, this is Kevin Ayers and a brand new single from him. I think I'll make this my sure shot or something next week. It's such a good record. On Harvest, and it's called Caribbean Moon.
Magical tune, found her underneath the Caribbean moon. Wind is blowing in the coconut tree. right over you and me. Hey, Caribbean moon, yellow, yellow. Hey, Caribbean moon, yellow, yellow. Caribbean moon, yellow, yellow. Caribbean moonshine all night. Calypso singer singing in the sun, singing about the rivers of Babylon. Rasta music, Caribbean sea. Come on, everybody, sing the tune with me. Hey, Caribbean moon, yellow, yellow. Hey, Caribbean moon, yellow, yellow. Caribbean moon, yellow, yellow. Caribbean moonshine all night.
That's Kevin Ayers. He used to be the world, Kevin Ayers band or something like that. Anyway, it's Kevin Ayers on his own, apparently, on the Black Hill production, produced by Kevin Ayers, of course, and he also wrote the thing. It's called Caribbean Moon, a bit of reggae from Jamaica or something, it sounds like. And I must tell you, actually, that when I arrived in Holland, stepped off the boat, and then there were about 15,000 people stood at the dock cheering. Yeah, really, there were. Cheering, clapping. You ask Elvis Presley, he was stood right next to me. And funnily enough, I've got him next to me now on turntable number two. This is Elvis of Pelvis, or Elvis himself, or someone like that. A little old tongue wide song called Folk Salad Annie. All right, time's 14 minutes past 8 on the Caroline International. We'll keep on and stay tuned and enjoy all the good music.
Some of y'all never been down south too much. Some of y'all never been down south too much. I'm going to tell you a little story so you'll understand what I'm talking about. Down there we have a plant that grows out in the woods and the fields, and it looks something like a turnip green. Everybody calls it poke salad. Now that's poke salad. Oh, used to know a girl lived down there, and she'd go out in the evenings and pick a mess of it, carry it home and cook it for supper, because that's about all they had to eat. But they did all right. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. You got your granny. Everybody said it was. Mama wasn't working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious woman. Every day before summertime, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of poke salad and carry it home in a toast. Poke salad. Got your granny. All right. Everybody said it was a shame, because the mama wasn't working on the chain gang. A wretched, spiteful, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Sock a little poke salad. no account. Claimed he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for. Stealing watermelons out of my truck. Salad Annie. Everybody said it was a shame, though the mama was a working on the chain gang. You suck a little pork salad to me. You know what need a meal. Suck a little.
Oh dear, he's finished. No, he hasn't. Come on, Elvis, do your thing just a little bit more, all right? Pardon? Oh, really? Settle down now, come on. That's Elvis Presley, of course, and Mr. P from Tennessee was about the only other thing I didn't say about him. Elvis a pelvis, and what's that other one? Elvis himself is, that's it. And that's from an album, Elvis on Tour, and you can also see it in the film. I went to see the film a couple of weeks ago, quite a while ago, actually. Elvis on Tour, and it's very good indeed. I don't like Elvis Presley much personally, but that film was so well put together, and the songs, the choreography, and a lot of it's really worth going to see. Anyway, Elvis Presley, and it's not taken from the album On Tour, it's called On Stage, for some peculiar reason, best known to the record company. Anyway, never mind, this is Caroline International, and that's all that matters. It's 18 minutes past 8 o'clock. I'd like to say good morning to anyone that's driving to the holidays, because I know all over Europe, lots of people start the holidays on a Saturday. And I imagine lots of people are driving towards the holiday destinations now. Maybe if you've got about 200 or 300 miles to go, maybe further. I know hotels and various holiday camps and places like that won't let you in until about 12 o'clock or maybe even 2 o'clock in the afternoon, will they? So you set off about 7:30 in the morning with a thermos flask of tea and the kids shouting and screaming in back of the car. And turn the radio up, Dad, and your wife says, turn the horrible row down, this sort of thing. Anyway, I hope you don't turn Caroline International down. We're on 389 and we'll be with you all day, okay? Right through till 2 in the morning. And Norman Barrington asked me to give a plug to his programme tonight, which happens between midnight... no, that's wrong, surely. 8 o'clock and midnight, of course. Right, let's have a brand new single, shall we? This is one you're going to hear a lot of in Caroline International. Such a good record. Motley Hoople and Honoluki Boogie. Hey, Hoople, of course, starring on lead vocals, I do believe, One Ian Hunter. Anyway, it's a new single on CBS for them. And at 21 minutes past 8, I'll tell you it's called Honolulu Boogie, and just look at the record. Yes, indeed, Ian Hunter also wrote the thing. Remember when they had all the young dudes in the charts last summer? Wasn't it a lovely summer? And I'll tell you what, 73 is going to be even better with Caroline International. And we're on 389 metres and we're here to stay, believe that. Right, here's Breden, their new single, also re-release. This is on Elektra and it's called Let Your Love Go. Go on, let it go.
There's a reason for the life that you live, and there's a reason that I know you can give. And I've been craving the love you've been saving, so baby, won't you give it to me? You're telling me no, no, no. You don't let your love go. I'm telling you yeah. And it's a notion that I'd love to explore. Cause I've been tasting the love you've been wasting, so baby won't you give it to me. You're telling me no, no, no. You don't wanna let your love go. I'm telling you yes, yes, yes.
On Elektra, and it says 1971 on the label, and quite frankly I don't believe it because I distinctly remember that one from 1970. So Elektra Records, get it all together please. And it's Brett, of course, still a very, very good record, and I think that's going to be a hit. It's called Let Your Love Go, and the time 24 minutes past 8 o'clock, and this is the Paul Alexander Early Morning Sleepwalker Show. I hope no one's sleepwalking this time in the morning. It's just a silly title that I thought I'd give the programme. Alright, let's have another re-released hit, shall we? Well, this one is a re-release hit and not just a re-release, okay? John Fred and the Playboy Band, one of my favourite bands, have now disbanded, unfortunately, and this one was on the Paula record label, or Pi in England, so dig out your record collection and see if you've got this, and if you have, play it a few times and I think you'll like it, okay? And if you haven't got it, well, you can buy it on Contempo Records, a brand new single, it's called, what's it called,
Judy in the Sky.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, that's what you are.
Oh, I see.
A lemonade pie. Wearing your green slip and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your lithium brown. A chimney sweep style we got, Judy in the sky. But that's it.
Come to me tonight. Come to me tonight. I can't believe it. Thank you.
your glasses.
You better not. I need them to see the titles of the record. That's Judy in Disguise. And that's a brand new re-release on the Contempo record label. I say good morning with that one to John Irby and Bob Kilburn, okay? And hope you're doing well. Give you a ring in the near future. That's called Judy in Disguise, and John Fred wrote that along with some other people in his Playboy band. What a nice name for a group, isn't it? Anyway, you're with Radio Caroline International. It's 27 minutes after 8 o'clock, and I'm with you through until 11, when we have Andy Archer. Midday, of course, Spangles Muldoon. Right, let's have a record I shall play now for my little brother Andrew up there in Hull. Talk about an avid radio listener, you just wouldn't believe it. Hope his tunes are Caroline International. He's only 7. These are the Partridge Family and David Cassidy, Walking in the Rain.
I want her, need her. Someday, someway, whoa, whoa, I'll need her. She'll be kind of shy. She's my girl, by the things she'll like to do. Like walking in the rain, and wishing on a star above her, being so in love. When she's near me, when she leaves me, whoa, whoa, I'll miss her. Sometimes we might find I won't really care. I know it's gonna be alright, 'cause we got so much.
Number 10 this week on Caroline International. The Partridge Family featuring the orange-faced David Cassidy. And if you haven't got a copy of that yet and you think you might need one, it's on the Bell record label, of course. Walking in the Rain, the Partridge Family, starring David Cassidy. But I think more important than that is featuring Shirley Jones, of course. Shirley Jones, who's she? Anyway, it's exactly 8:30, and you're tuned to Radio Caroline International. We're broadcasting live from the radio ship Mi Amigo on the North Sea on 389 metres at a frequency of 773 kHz in the medium wave band. I've got a new record now from a group called, on this one, CUB, but I know they used to be called the Continental Uptight Band a couple of years ago, and they've had many, many hits in Holland, but never in England. The reason is no one released the records over there. They have done now. This is a new single for England. It's called What You Gonna Do? What You Gonna Do? What You Gonna Do? And it comes from the CUB. All right? Right.
What you gonna do? 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 What you gonna do?
What you gonna do with the water? What you gonna do with the field and stream? What you gonna do with the water? What you gonna make of the American dream? What you gonna do with the water? What you gonna do with the clean fresh air? What you gonna do for each other? Now that we're all finally here.
What you gonna do? 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 What you gonna do?
Got caught on the turntables down there. That's CUB, the Continental Uptight Band, and their brand new single in England. It's on Dart Records, distributed by RCA, of course, and it's called What You Gonna Do. A very, very good song, dear. I think that one could make the charts, so I'll have to keep my eye on that one and give it a little helping hand, too. Hope you like it. It's called What You Gonna Do, and it's by CUB, okay? It's 26 minutes to 9 o'clock, and you're listening to Radio Caroline International, and if you're going out today, perhaps down to the beach, or even just going shopping for a drive in the country or something, or going to work, maybe. Oh dear, well we've all got to work, haven't we? Don't forget to take the radio with you and keep it tuned to 389 metres medium wave band. Actually, the reason I nearly got caught on the turntables down there is I was opening some of the mail some people very, very kindly sent me. So to everyone that sent me a letter recently, thank you very much. I really have enjoyed reading it, and I shall get around to reading them on the air. Maybe Sunday morning. No, not Sunday, because very few people will be up, I imagine. But certainly on Monday morning and all next week I shall be reading some of these very nice letters. If you would like to drop any online here at Caroline International, she'll give you the address in a few minutes, okay? And here's a song from Medicine Head. This was number one last week on the Caroline International Countdown of Sound, but starting tomorrow it's going to be going down to number two. Oh my goodness gracious me, where will it end? Medicine Head, and hello to the both of you. Or all two, if you like. This is One and One is One.
Don't need nobody, just me and you. I like the way you walk, like the things you do. Got no confusion with you by my side. And when it's time to go, all I said is goodbye. So let it ride. Yeah, when I call you,
That's Medicine Hat down one place, of course, to number two this week. It's called One and One is One. Good morning to both the guys in Medicine Hat, if you're listening this morning. Just you're enjoying the programmes of Caroline International. It's Paul Alexander with you at the moment on the early morning Sleepwalker show. Nash will be with you until 11 o'clock, when we have Andy Archer for an hour until 12. 12 o'clock, your Spangles Muldoon taking you down to 2, when we have Steve England and his afternoon happening. 6 o'clock, of course, it's Robin Adcroft, a very good programme indeed. And at 8 o'clock, Norman Barrington with some good music. Midnight tonight, we have Michael Lindsay. Right, let's have a group from Canada, shall we, seeing as it's Caroline International. And these are, I'm still trying to work out whether they're a 7-piece or an 8-piece band. Anyway, I played especially for my Anna up in Brighton. And I trust you're going to have a very nice day, and it'll be a good day for you too. Right, I'll see you sometime next Wednesday or Thursday. And these are Lighthouse, Canada's top group, and the record's called Sunny Days.
Sitting stoned alone in my backyard, asking myself, why should I work so hard? Sitting dreaming about the days that come. Half undressed, you're soaking up the sun. Sitting here, I hope I don't get fried. 2 years ago, you know, I almost died. And yet there's nothing better for your soul than lying in the sun and listen to rock and roll. Sun rejuvenate your mind. Don't get me wrong, I really dig the moon, but it was 4 in the afternoon when I wrote this tune. And now the sun's about to fade away. I'm feeling better than I felt for days. You know there's nothing better for your soul than lying in the sun and listen to rock and roll. Sunny days.
I think the turntable hasn't got up properly yet. Anyway, it's Lighthouse, of course, and their new single on Mooncrest Records in England. It's called Sunny Days, and you're listening to Caroline International, of course. After all, we've been here 6 days now. Can't be anything else, could it? And it's now, 18 and a half minutes to 9 o'clock. Programme's getting very near Andy Arch time. I'm with you for another 2 hours and 16 minutes. My name's Paul Alexander. Right, we're calling all cooks and radio engineers because the Caroline organisation is continually expanding, and we have vacancies on board the radio ship Mi Amigo for an experienced cook and a qualified radio engineer. Engineers with American radio experience are particularly invited to apply. Applications for either position should be addressed immediately to Caroline House, The Hague, in Holland, and please have the envelope either cook or radio engineer. Once again, that's Caroline House, The Hague, in Holland. Right, this is a Paul Alexander Early Morning Sleepwalker Show. Nothing would make me more happy than if this next record was a hit. Comes on the Explosion... Pardon, hello, Honky Tonk. Comes on the Explosion label, and it's called Seven Little Girls.
Seven little girls, sitting in the back seat, hugging and kissing with Fred. I said, why don't one of you come up and sit beside me? And this is what the seven girls said.
All together now, 1, 2, 3. Keep your mind on the driving, keep your hand on the wheel, and keep your happy eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun, sitting in the back seat, hugging and kissing with Fred.
Keep your mind on the driving, keep your hand on the wheel, and keep your sleepy eyes on the road ahead. We're having fun, sitting in the back seat, hugging and a kissing with a friend.
A lot of fun making that one, doesn't it? That's Peaches and a brand new single on Explosion Records. Like that one a lot. It's called Seven Little Girls Sitting in the Backseat Hugging and Kissing with Fred. Lucky Fred, I suppose. Anyway, 16 minutes to 9 o'clock on Caroline International. I'm going to have a track now from the brand new David McWilliams album and dedicate this one to everyone that went to go and see him at Brighton last night in the... I think it was at Farmer. I can't quite remember the place now. Anyway, here's a good track from his Beggar and the Priest album. It's called Leave the Bottles on the Floor.
Late last night my bride came by. Tell me that she left me high. She didn't even make me cry. I wasn't even worried. I told her not to mind at all, that I would take it as a play ball. I hope she don't have far to fall finds out about Mavis. Leave the bottles on the floor, 'cause I won't live here anymore. I'll be living right next door with Mavis. We used to play the kings and queens, played ball upon the green. And man, you should have heard her sing, to think it might be over. Now Mavis, she knows where I've been, and she don't try to fence me in. She plays ball and she drinks gin. I think it's her I'll marry. So you can leave the bottle on the floor, 'cause I won't live here anymore. I'll be living right next door with Mavis.
of the happiest songs I've heard in a long time. It's David McWilliams, and a really fine song indeed. Leave the Bottles on the Floor, and if you'd like to have that one in your own collection, you'll have to buy the album, Beggar and the Priest, but really, it's worth a few pounds of anyone's money. David McWilliams, then, and Leave the Bottles on the Floor here on Caroline International, the station ahead of its time on 389 metres medium wave. Well, the time is now 13 minutes to 9 o'clock in the morning, and this is the Paul Alexander Early Morning Sleepwalkers Show. Right, here's one if you've just woken up. Good morning to you, and here's one especially for you, okay? Doesn't wake you up too quickly. Stevie Wonder to sing the song.